This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I am going to bed with the man that made me a housewife. I'm talking about the king of Bravo, the reunion whisperer, the man who makes me want to watch. Of course, I'm talking about Andy Cohen. Hello, Andy.
Oh my God. I think it's an HR issue if we're going to bed together, Garcelle. Don't tell Bravo.
I won't tell Bravo. And the other person I'm going to bed with has seen me naked more times than I care to admit. It's my charismatic hairdresser, the very talented Robert Landeros. Hey, hola. Robert.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Hi. Guys, welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle. Please tell me, what is your drink of choice, Andy?
Always tequila and Fresca. It's nice. It's a little trashy, but it really does the trick. It's upbeat. Mm-hmm. It is, I like to say it's a diet drink because there's very little calories in tequila, and Fresca is a diet soda, and it's like a poor man's margarita.
I love it. Robert, what are you drinking?
Well, you know I don't drink, but I'm drinking a lavender lemonade.
I am having a beer tonight, a nice cold beer.
Nice. So,
normally this show is me and my girlfriends, but this is the first time we're having two iconic gays. So cheers, gentlemen. Or should I say bottoms up?
Yes. Bottoms up.
Tops and bottoms.
Speaking of bottoms, Andy, America wants to know, which really means Robert, are you a top or are you a bottom?
I am a power top, Garcelle.
Shut up!
Now, I didn't guess it. I thought you were going to say bottom because you're a boss everywhere else, that I thought maybe in the bedroom, like me, I'd like to be dominated, you know, as opposed to being the boss.
That's funny that you say that, because I interviewed a dominatrix last week and I was asking her about who her clients typically were. And she said they are typically like men of great power who are in their daily lives, used to really being in charge and stuff. And that was, they loved the power dynamic being completely shifted. But no, I'm as bossy out of the bedroom as I am in the bedroom. I say power top as a joke just because I think it makes it sound fun.
Even more expensive.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Okay, well, Robert, what are you?
Garcelle.
Definitely.
This is an bottle? Actual gay term.
Another one? I'm learning so many.
I think he's going to say he's verse.
Okay, good guess. Well, there is an actual term for what my friends have labeled me. And they labeled me a blouse. And it's a natural blouse. Term. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
It is a feminine top. Hence the name.
That is so funny. I have never.
Me either. I just schooled you today, Andy.
I am so glad that I'm doing this show because I learned something. I thought I knew every last piece of gay vernacular, but
and
now you are.
That's hilarious. A feminine top. I love that. Okay, Andy, I want to know. I love your friendship with Anderson Cooper. I love me some Anderson Cooper. He's done so much for my country, Haiti. He's tremendous.
He has. Yeah.
You must have seen him naked. Have you seen him naked?
You know, I've never seen him naked.
No.
I've seen him in his underwear a lot. Like, we've changed clothes in our same airspace many times, but I've never seen the guy naked.
Wow. I'm shocked. I wanted to know if he was Vanderbilt.
Well, no,
I'm saving that one.
That's good. I think I'm going to steal that, by the way.
Okay, good.
I think he is Vanderbilt.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
I bet he is. He's the full package. I believe he is. In my mind, he is. So, Andy, Colton Underwood just came out.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about having a gay franchise?
We've talked about that. You know, it was something that we were really into many years ago. We've almost cast several lesbians. And I think when you start casting gay men, I think it's ultimately a show about women. And which is why, you know, the guys have always been in the background. Like the husbands have typically been more in the background.
Right.
And so I think the answer is we've been open to it. We almost cast a guy on Jersey who's Dina Manzo's brother and Caroline's brother is the first gay housewife. This was years ago. This was like 2008 or 9 or something like that. But we wound up just not doing it. If the right person smacked me in the face, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to see that, Robert?
See it. I want to be in it. What do you mean? We don't get enough shows for us. Like, that's why I'm still single. Can I get a show? Can we get on a show to do some gay dating and something?
That's why you're single, because you're not dating on a TV show, Robert.
Because Andy didn't produce me something. See,
yeah, that's a long road. I don't know what to say about that.
Why are we all single, though? Andy, why are you single?
I think that I am. I wonder if I've kind of priced myself out of the market, so to speak, meaning
I get it.
That I am so picky. And then also I'm very set in my ways. You know, the problem with guys is as they get older, they get more and more set in their ways. Yeah. And now I have a kid. So it's like, now you have to be the father of my child.
That's
the perfect boyfriend.
That's right.
It's like, so I believe in love and I hope that I find someone.
Yeah.
But I think what's been really important for me is creating the life that I want, whether I'm with someone or not.
I agree. That's what I'm doing. I couldn't agree with you more. I do remember the first time I met you, though, was at the Tower Bar, and I was sitting at the bar and you showed up and I was like, oh my God, that's Andy Cohen. And
I was like, I love you on NYPD Blue.
You did. You did.
What happened? A delicious boy showed up and I
yeah,
I went
a delicious chocolate boy showed up and I was like, wow.
I love the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Ooh,
I
mean, really?
Once you go brown, you'll never frown.
What would be your type though? I mean, like what would be, like who would have to show up for Andy Cohen? And I want to know for you, Robert, too.
For me, it would be someone who really has their own thing going on.
Yeah.
Someone who's independent and strong.
Yes.
And, you know, is not, I mean, most of the guys that I've dated have not been like big Housewives fans or,
good.
You know, what my last boyfriend, he had barely seen Watch What Happens Live. He was someone who had watched. Like his thing was that he would watch the first season of all the Housewives. Like, so Beverly Hills, he had seen season one and he hadn't watched more except Atlanta.
Way.
He had seen the whole thing. So it was like, it was good. So he had knowledge of the shows, but he wasn't like, oh my God, you know, what happened with so-and-so to, you know, it was like, so.
And that's what you want.
I think that's what you want.
Yeah.
And I just want someone funny, someone I can laugh with, someone who shares my taste in, you know, shares my taste, period.
Yeah.
And someone who keeps me on my toes and engaged and interested. And, oh God, can you believe I still have a landline?
Actually, I love that. When you have a baby, when you have a kid, you should have a landline. I believe that. So it sounds like you and I want the same man.
It sounds like it.
That's the same
that could be
I'm
a problem. One
that
of us will wind up not being satisfied at the end of the night.
Speaking of satisfied, does size matter?
Does size matter? I think it's always kind of a fun bonus.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I don't think that it's the be all end all, but I think I it's agree. Like, if you're dealing with someone who's jumbo sized, it's like, oh, all right, well, that's fun.
Robert, what are you looking for?
Same, actually. Yeah, you know, we talk about it all the time because here we are single and we work hard. We, you know, so I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, Robert is about to turn the big 5-0. I hope it's okay for me to say that. He is on his way to. I love that.
To the Maldives, yes.
To the Maldives. Ooh, so guys don't have a hang up about age.
No, I mean, listen, I think some I know a blouse or two that's a little hung up on age. But you know, I think it is just it's as we all have discussed many times, it's just a mindset. And
true.
You know, one of my best friends died unexpectedly in an accident about 12 years ago. And I have to say that really just changed my perspective on everything because it really made me feel like, you know, every day you can't take any day for granted. Yeah. And I think, you know, well, you know what? Yeah, I am getting older, but obviously the alternative just would be so much worse. So yeah, what are we absolutely. Dealing with? It's like, right. You know, there yeah. you are. And I have to say for me so far, the older I've gotten, the more I think I've gotten to know myself more. I think mm-hmm. I'm more comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you can embrace yourself as you get older and figure out who you want to be and what you want to do, then that's good.
Totally. And come from gratitude. Every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is say thank you. Because I'm seeing another day, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get a little more sexual. Let's talk about lube.
Lube?
Lube. I once had a guy, I ran out of lube, and he was trying to convince me to use canola oil. And I had to go. I had to use my safe word and say no.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Robert, do you use lube? Are you into lube? What kind of lube?
I'm not into lube at all. This is the one.
As he's holding up his lube. Oh, is that pure PJUR? That's the best lube. Yeah, that's the best lube.
Is it really?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I have had COVID Saturday with two of my oldest girlfriends for the last almost I would say for the last like 8 or 9 months, they come over every Saturday night. My two girlfriends from junior high.
No.
And one of them is, and one of them is Ben's godmother. And they come over every Saturday night at around 5 o'clock and we hang out with Ben and I let the girls give him a bath because they love it. And, we put him to bed and the whole thing. And then we have really great sushi and we get drunk, the three of us.
And I love that. Please invite me.
I would love it.
I would love it.
And one of my girlfriends really needed lube. She was seeing a guy and she was like, I need a little extra help, whatever. Mm. And the cool thing about bodegas, at least in my neighborhood in New York City, they all have lube. And so
God bless
I said, listen, go to that bodega and you get, it's PJUR is the name of the lube and you get yourself some. She was
right
like,
now.
Okay. And then she had an occasion to use it about a month later. And she texted me, she goes, Andy, that lube changed my life. It is amazing. She goes, it's brilliant. I go, would you think I wouldn't know what lube to tell you to get? Like,
I love that. So then you're into masturbation, both of you.
Well, you know, you don't need lube to masturbate, Garcia.
You don't?
I don't use lube to masturbate.
Not for a guy?
No.
No?
Well, I mean there are other, you know.
Things you could use. Spit.
Why waste the lube?
That is so gross. I can't believe I said that.
No, but it's not, but it's the truth. And also right. because, you know, the lube also requires some cleanup afterwards.
Ah.
You know what I mean? A little more, right?
A little more.
Robert's nodding vigorously. Yes.
Robert, what do you think?
No, I agree. Totally. Yeah. And then certain lubes are really oily and really bad, so your sheets get demolished. So
yes,
yeah, that
demolished. Robert.
I love it. Okay, what about role play? I love role play. I love like meet me at a bar and, you know, or in the bedroom being different people. Are you guys into that? Robert, are you into that?
Not really. I don't think I've ever done like a character. I've done food and different things of that nature on the bodies.
Ooh, what'd you do with food?
Oh, it was a mess, girl. Never again. Like, he decided
to talk about destroying your sheets.
Oh, he poured caramel all over me and calls himself trying to lick it, and it wasn't getting off my body. It was the worst. Like, mid-round, like, I need to take a shower before we can continue because this is a mess.
I'm not into that.
That sounds terrible.
It was so bad.
All right, Andy, I'm going to do a little housewife speed dial.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're in a pinch, you need $1 million, which housewife are you calling?
If I need $1 million, well, first of all, I would not borrow money from someone that I work with. I mean, I just think that would be horrible. But what housewife would I call for maybe Kyle could set that up quickly.
Yeah, she could set that up.
Yeah.
Probably in a suitcase, like in a matter of 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, okay. Bethany wouldn't be bad for that, too.
Bethany would be great.
Yeah,
that's
a
good one. Yes. Parenting advice, which housewife would you call?
Oh, God. You know, I got to tell you something. I would call almost any housewife for parenting advice. I think one of the things, as dramatic as the housewives are, I think one thing is they are all great parents. I would call the housewife that was nearest to me at the time. Like, and also as parents, there's nothing that they wouldn't do. Like, I just feel like if I called any of them and said, I need your advice about Ben, everyone would be like, oh my God, let me have, you know, so.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. If you were arrested, who would you call? Teresa?
Well, I would call, no, I would not. I would call Leah Black, whose husband is Roy Black, the very famous attorney in Florida, Leah Black from the Housewives of Miami. That is right.
Got it. Okay. If you wanted a secret leaked, who would you give it to?
If I wanted a secret leaked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Any of the New York Housewives.
I was going to say New York.
Or, I mean, Atlanta is a pretty leaky ship as well.
That's true, too. Oh, my God. Yes. Absolutely. If you were drunk and horny, who would you call?
What I call a housewife if
or
I was drunk and
husband.
Horny?
Or a housewife husband. Well,
okay, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yeah. You know, I always found Apollo from Atlanta. I was always interested.
Yeah, he's a little hood, which is great. A little thug. I like that.
He's compelled.
I like a little thug. I want to, first of all, congratulate you on Ben. You seem really happy. He's so cute. Did you always want to be a dad?
I did. I always wanted to be a dad, but I never knew when it was going to happen. And I never knew if I would be at a place in my life where I was, you know, settled, where I was like, because I also was loving living my life. And I just was like, wow, this is great. Like, it's one thing after the next. And I just was never in a place where I wanted to settle down. Mm. And so I still get FOMO if something's happening. But it's not that intense. And I feel like, you know what? I've been to the Met Ball 8 times. I've been to the Oscars a bunch of times. You know, so it's like you start to feel like, okay, well, I feel pretty satisfied by the life that I've lived. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But I've never been to my son's gymnastics class
which
I did today. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yes.
Robert, I want to ask you a question because I know you were married to a woman back in the day. What made you marry a woman when you clearly gay?
Clearly.
And when did she find out you were a blouse?
Actually, I think it was more conforming to society. And back then, religion, I was deep in the church and different things. So it just was like the thing to do. You know what I mean?
Did she know?
No, she knew because we had a conversation before we got married and everything.
Oh, wow.
So, no, I'd never want to send someone down that road without
flow. Wow, good for you.
Plus, I wouldn't want someone else saying, I've been with your husband. when I could have just told her everything from the start. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So besides the obvious, what was the difference being with a woman and then being with a man?
The difference is women are definitely more emotional. They're emotionally driven, mm-hmm. where men are more ego driven. So there's a difference there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just felt sexually, I felt that I had no problem. Like, my gay friends can't even look at a vagina, can't even say vagina. But for me, it was a different pleasure sexually. I felt I enjoyed that, the self-lubrication of a woman's vagina.
Wow. And you said that so straight.
Yeah, I know. You didn't need any pure for that.
No, you didn't
need any pure
at all. All right. So going back to all of us being single, I just joined Raya.
Yay.
Oh, good.
I know it's a little weird for me, though. But the thing is, I want to talk about is,
I'm on Tinder.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
Is that weird for people? Because I've had guys say to me, send me your real pictures or what do you look like?
Yeah, but on Raya, they wouldn't, because people on Raya are.
That's true.
They know. But I'm on Tinder and I am verified on Tinder. There's a check so people know that it's really me.
It's really you.
And the truth is that people swipe on me. Obviously you only interact with people who you both have swiped on. So then you're only talking to people that you're interested in too.
Right.
The funny thing is the dates that I've been on Tinder, mainly they've been with guys who are like, I know that you're on TV, but I don't really watch your stuff. And so I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I was like, and in my mind, I'm like, well, how else was I going to meet some random architect who lives in Brooklyn?
So that's I think that's exactly right. So now with the whole thing, I think Chrissy Teigen was talking about the fact that Ben Affleck and another actor were Matthew Perry.
Yes.
Does that make you not want to be on an app because somebody could leak a video because you're famous, Robert, because of your career, you don't want anybody to find out? Does that make you not want to do that? Because it scares me a little bit.
Well, for me, I stopped years ago when I started to do celebrities and my salon and all that. I stopped sending nudes and videos because they will come back to haunt you later on. So yeah. I'd rather let's go out, let's meet. Once we get comfortable, we see each other naked. Why? Yeah. It's too risky nowadays, so I don't.
Yeah,
I don't either. I mean, I think, and you just have to be careful what you're saying on the chat. But also, I mean, you kind of want to keep it fun and flirty. I mean, I was talking about that Ben Affleck thing. I mean, I thought that those girls, I didn't think that was right that they put him on blast like that.
Yeah.
And also people, they were acting like, well, I was only 21 when he talked to me, but it's like, well, you swiped on him too, man.
Exactly.
You knew he was 50. So why is he the dirty guy? I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Right. And don't do that. Just don't do that. Cause it's a private thing. Right. Okay. I'm going to go back to Housewives. I want to know why it took so long to have a black housewife on Beverly Hills, Andy.
Why did it take us so long to have a black housewife in New York too? I mean,
yeah, that too. But I'm specifically talking about Beverly Hills.
Because because we had to wait for the perfect one, Garcelle.
Good answer.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
I think part of the thing is, Ben.
Oh, what a treat.
Oh my God.
Come here.
He sounds so cute.
Can you say hi to Garcelle?
Hi.
Wave?
Oh my God.
Hi, Ben. Oh, look at that hair.
Look at that smile. Hi. We're almost done, Ben. Okay. You can have daddy back.
I'll come down in a minute. So I think that it was a bad cycle because then the longer you waited, the more you wanted to get it absolutely perfect when you did cast a woman of color and bring them into the group. You wanted that person to succeed.
Right.
Over the years, there have been people that we did not cast that were people of color. Oh. That it's not like there weren't – it's not like we didn't try or we didn't think, but we really wanted to get it right so that it wasn't, we weren't casting someone and then it was going to be like a one season housewife.
Right,
and people were
exactly.
like, oh, well, she's boring or she doesn't, fit or whatever it is.
Right.
So I just think it was like, this vicious cycle of just wanting to get it absolutely right. And then, you know,
but you know what?
The true answer is she is great. But the true answer is there is no excuse. It's bad. And there is not an excuse. So I could spitball here and try to come up with 20, but it sucks. And there's no excuse. So
No, I totally get it. This is the favorite part of my podcast. This is where you get to highlight somebody who's made you smile, who's inspired you, and we call it Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With? So, Robert, who do you want to go to bed with?
Not because he's right down there on the screen, but I want to go to bed with Andy because he's done so much, not just because he's a gay man, whatever, but he's unapologetically gay and
You guys, Andy Cohen is opening up his shirt to show Robert his chest.
He has done amazing TV. He has paved the way, and I think he should get his flowers while he's yet alive. So
thank you, Andy. That's so nice of you.
Amen.
Two blousy tops together. Two blouses together. I don't know how that's going to work. Well, I have to tell you, mine is, I still have on my desk, I'm at my home office, I still have the New York Times from when the election was called.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
And I have to say, the world is going to hell in a handbasket in many, many ways. But I have to say, I had such Trump derangement, you know, syndrome for so long that to me, I still am having gratitude that at least the country changed hands. And so that is, I'm taking Kamala and Joe to bed.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, I like it. I'd like to watch. That would be such
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
The person I want to go to bed with is I want to go to bed with Erica Jane. And because first of all, I loved her tagline and I think she'd be a great lay. And she has a sexual elixir that I'm dying to get my hands on. So
You will see that next season, by the way.
I cannot wait. She was buzzing from that. Andy so Cohen, funny. Robert, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank
you,
as always.
What do you want people to know, follow, social media handles, anything? Andy?
I just want people to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills starring Garcelle. There you go.
So excited. Robert?
Same thing. I've worked with Garcelle on Housewives on The Real. All my handles are Robert Hair. And thank you again, Garcelle. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.